we doing today? It's good. We got our first preseason home game. We're looking forward to playing in front of our home crowd this week. And really just another evaluation for us this week to see how guys are continuing to progress.
With Ben Gedion getting the start last week, what did you like about what he did when he got in there?
You know, Ben's been pretty consistent with the opportunities that he's had throughout the offseason, and it's been that way throughout training camp. So we just, you know, look for him to continue to show that consistency throughout the preseason, and, you know, we'll see how it continues to go. But he's done a good job thus far. We've played him in a couple different positions, and he seemed to handle it pretty good.
Coach Zimmer's talked a little bit about the experimenting on defense this preseason, and what's your take on that, and how do you evaluate going into new things? Are you excited to add wrinkles?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, anytime you know you got a new group of players and a different skill set at some of the positions, I mean, you got to try to get them in the best position to be successful, and that's kind of what we do throughout the preseason each year, is try to get better, you know, schematically also. But the big thing about the fundamentals and the technique of the positions aren't going to change that much, and so our biggest thing is to be consistent with those things and effort to the football, and still, you know, a priority of situational defense. So from that aspect of it, it doesn't change a whole lot, but it is a time where you get a chance to see, you know, different skill sets and guys and how we can apply.
George, you guys getting any clarity on that weak side linebacker spot?
Yeah, I mean, all three of those guys have battled real hard over there, and like I said, this is a continuous process of evaluation throughout the preseason, and we've seen good things out of all three guys.
Where have you seen J-Ron Kearse grow the most in his second year?
I think his awareness of, number one, I think he feels a lot more comfortable with what we're doing schematically. And then number two, what people are trying to do to us, you know, from an offensive standpoint. I think the first year you're just worried so much about what it is you have to do. And then as you grow through that next offseason and, you know, into training camp, you start to learn what other people are going to do, because it's pretty consistent, you know, throughout the league what people try to attack you with.
Coach Zimmer said that you're working with J-Ron to make him a little less cautious in the open field. What specifically are you doing with him to improve him in that area?
Well, again, to get him feel, he's doing an excellent job up around the box, but he'll tell you, I think he feels less comfortable when he's out in the middle of the field. So just try to get him in those situations a lot more to help him make better decisions and quicker decisions as far as angles and just the techniques that we use in the middle of the field, whether you're playing quarters, whether you're playing a half, whether you're playing, you know, single high in the middle of the field. So just getting him more comfortable and making quicker decisions in those aspects of his game.
What's allowed that move to three tech, or that other defensive tackle spot, allowed Jaleel Johnson to kind of be more effective?
Yeah, he's gotten a lot more reps at the three technique here the last couple of weeks in training camp, and really has played well in the two, you know, previous preseason games. So we look for him to just keep showing consistency, keep growing, keep learning the techniques and the fundamentals and what we're asking out of the position. And he's a strong guy. He's able to get all on and off blocks and in close quarters. He's able to create some space by being able to pull people and jerk people and get penetration and push in the pocket in the passing game. Well, with us, I mean, you've got to be able to do both. I mean, if they do certain things within us, you know, schematically, our three techniques have to play the nose. So for that aspect, he's had to do it. He's going to have to do it. So we know that's a part of the evaluation when we're talking about a tackle inside. Dayton has done a good job. He's been consistent. I mean, there are some things I think that we've asked him to do different than he's accustomed to, you know, coming in. But he's worked diligently throughout training camp and just continuing to work in the pass rush part of it and the run game of it. I mean, it's just things we all have to keep continuing to work to get better at.
Yeah, is it reasonable expectation to see him contribute potentially when he's making that kind of a switch, or what do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, anybody who keep on a roster, we're expecting him to contribute. So from that aspect of it, we're no different for him. I mean, he's here and he's working through things and working to be more consistent with the things that we're asking him to do. And I think as a group as a whole, they've done a good job of that thus far.
George, how much experimentation goes into a preseason, just like trying out things that maybe you wouldn't in a regular season game?
Yeah, they kind of asked me that earlier. I mean, the biggest thing for us is, you know, you got different personnel, you got different guys. We got 90 guys in here now. And, you know, there's different skill sets from each guy. Trying to get them in the most advantageous position to use their skill set is what we kind of look at. I mean, there's things that, you know, alignments and technique things that we want to try to consistently work to improve on. We know our base way of doing it, but things that can help us in certain situations.
So is it more scheme, or is it more just directed at a certain individual and trying to?
I think it's a combination of both. I think it's a combination of both.
And when you're talking about scheme, is it more likely that, that are you doing more of that this year?
No, no. Usually our preseason is not really spent preparing for, you know, our opponent as much as it is us worrying about the things that we know we've got to get accomplished as we're getting prepared for the season.
I guess what I'm wondering, though, you're going into your fourth season with this defense. Are you able to throw different wrinkles in here that maybe you had, didn't 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think especially from the year one aspect of it. You know, year one, everybody was trying to figure out exactly how we expected it to look as far as what we were doing. And as we've grown, I think guys feel a lot more comfortable with how that's supposed to look and lining up and executing things, you know, a lot easier now that we've got some veteran guys on our side of the ball. But I think as we've gone through, you know, it's different things that we think can help them as a player, which ultimately helps us schematically.
What's the next thing you want to see out of Daniil Hunter?
Just continue to be consistent, keep working every day, staying low coming off the ball, you know, still working on his pass rush, being physical as a 6 technique when he's got to do that, 5 technique, just continuing to work the different techniques and just being consistent.
Run versus pass and screen game and all the, those different
very things. Good at it. Very good at it.
Sam mentioned he wouldn't mind having the opportunity to run the 2-minute drill, but the other side of that is the defense might not to go against a 2-minute drill. Are there a couple scenarios you're still wanting to see out of the first team?
I think, you know, coach has done an excellent job of putting us in so many situations since we started training camp. I mean, from day to day, there's a different situation. There's a different learning situation. And I think our guys have gained a lot of knowledge of the game and what we expect when that situation does arise, and hopefully it'll, you know, it'll help them to react a lot quicker to the situation and knowing what to expect from us.
Good.
All right. Thanks, man. Good.